It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
740 at Ocean 100, and we are pleased today to welcome our interesting islander, as we do on Fridays, Master Warrant Officer Chris Batchelder. Now, right off the hop, we were calling you Batchelder on the way in here, and we had an interesting conversation. First and foremost, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks very much for the invite.
And, of course, we're going to be chatting about Remembrance Day, but we want to get to know you first. And how PEI is it that there's two different ways to say your last name?
Yeah, well, like I explained earlier, so when I first joined the Army, so come from PEI, everything east of Charlottetown, they pronounce it Bachelor, as everybody listening will know. When I joined the Army, I figured if I started pronouncing it phonetically, I wouldn't have to spell it every time I said it. In the military, you say your last name a lot. Yeah. But that didn't work out so well, so I went 30 years of spelling my last name, even though I was trying to help them out. So,
yeah. Well, here we are. Since we have a PEI audience, we'll go with Chris Batchelder today.
Bachelor.
And it is very, very, very awesome that you're here with us today. We were able to make this happen on short notice, and we've already been chatting here for a little bit. You definitely have a great history in the military, and what you're doing now is fantastic. Why don't we start with where you're from on the island? Maybe let's do a shout out to your family. I know your wife's listening at home right now.
Yeah, so we'll do a shout out to my lovely wife and two kids, Chantel and Oliver and Abigail, who I know got out of bed nice and early this morning to listen in.
Yeah.
Probably my sister down in Boston, if she can pick up the stream, listening, Melissa. I'm originally from Georgetown. Okay. I grew up there, spent my first 18 years solid there. Mm-hmm. And then after I graduated, I said, oh, time to do something. And I did a whole bunch of little somethings. And I lived in Toronto for a while. I lived up north, lived out in Cornwall while I was on unemployment. And always ended up back in my mom and dad's basement.
Been there, done that.
So years ago, my younger brother, Andy, who was always destined for the military, I used to take him into Sea Cadets, into the armies in here on Tuesday nights. And I would watch him marching around and with the short hair and shining the boots. And I said, there's absolutely no way, not those exact words, that I was ever going to do something like that. And I ended up doing it for 30 years.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it turned out all right. But so when I was living home in the basement, I was on unemployment, and I was watching my favorite soap opera, All My Children.
Of course.
And back in the day, the commercial for the Canadian Forces was that Be All You Can Be.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that came on during one of the breaks of my soap, and I thought, yeah, maybe let's give that a try.
Uh-huh.
So I went upstairs, and I said to Mom, Mom, I'm taking the truck. I'm going to town. And she said, what are you going to town for? I said, well, I'm going to go join the military. And she's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And that's all the push you needed.
It was, because I moved away from home a number of times and, you know, always came back home.
Yeah.
But this time I joined, and 2 months later, I was gone and never looked back.
And you mentioned it's really in your family, isn't it?
It is. So my grandfather served in World War II. My dad served in the Navy. As far as my... my siblings and I go now. Mm-hmm. So three of us are in the military. My older sister just recently retired last year. My brother's still serving in the Navy. I served. And then I say we have a fairly balanced bunch of siblings, so that we have three in the military and two tree huggers. Okay, and you'll know who you are.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, we're going to unpack more of your story as we move on here. Okay.
Chris, it's either or. Military or tree hugger.
Yeah, I love it. Chris Batchelder is with us today as our interesting islander.
Since 2004, 90% of women say they've done this to improve their appearance. Hey, it's Darcy. Join us weekday mornings on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Darcy's Trivia. Brought to you by Robin's Donuts. Call Facebook.
Side Farmers Market. Open every Saturday from 9 till 1 at the Holman Center. 250 Water Street, Summerside.
We were expecting some rain or flurries this morning, but from where I'm sitting, I'm seeing some blue sky right now. We expect some clouds this afternoon, a little windy too, a high of plus five. Tonight, rain or flurries possible with a low of plus one. And tomorrow, rain, possibly flurries, a little windy, a high of three. Right now, it's two in Summerside, two in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we do have a late bus, bus 41, driven by Dennis Bingley, serving Glenn Stewart Primary and Stratford Elementary, running 30 minutes late.
Easy does it this morning. Lots of traffic starting to pick up. School buses are doing their thing, too. All right. Easy does it. Friday. I'm in love. It's the cure.
Sorry to see you. Really
Ocean
in a good
100.
Mood.
Secure Ocean 100. Good morning, 7:52. Our interesting islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum today is Chris Batchelder, Master Warrant Officer Chris Batchelder, retired now. And we have our off-air stories. You are a very good storyteller too. I'm enjoying it. Let's go to your military career. Where is that? What places have you been with your time in the military?
So I started off. As we all did back in those days in at Cornwallis.
Okay, yeah.
And for some that was a horrible experience, mm-hmm. but I really enjoyed it. I don't know if it was the fact that I had to sew my name tag on my underwear and my socks continuously, or fold my underwear and iron them in with a can of starch so they wouldn't move. I don't know, it's hard to say what was the best part of that.
The underwear part really stuck out, eh?
No, what stuck out was having to wear them on a long march before we were able to graduate.
Gotcha.
That's what stuck out. Yeah, it was very unpleasant. So then from there, I went to Kingston, Ontario, which is basically, we would call it our home station. So it's where all, for my particular trade, communicator research, we did all our trades training. So let me tell you, before I joined, I went to the recruiter here in Charlottetown, and he gave me a list of different trades I could pick, and one of them was communicator research. And I said, well, what's that? He said, well, I don't really know, he said, but I know it's the closest thing Canada has to a spy. And I'm thinking, James Bond jumping in airplanes into Russia, blah, blah, blah. No, not at all. The first 4 years of my career after my trades training were spent sitting at a desk with a receiver listening to Morse code and copying with a typewriter.
Wow.
No jumping into airplanes, which is probably just as well because I'm scared of heights anyway.
Okay. All right.
But so went to, did my trades training in Kingston. It was time, coming on the end of that, it was time to pick our first posting. And at the time we had Gander, Newfoundland, Ottawa or Massa, British Columbia. And I was a young single guy at the time. So I said to the master corporal that we were dealing with, one of the instructors, I said, where's the most women?
Of course.
Is it Gander, Newfoundland? Sign me up. So off I went to Gander, Newfoundland. Yeah. And spent 3 years there. And from there, I did my first tour of CFS Alert. And that was a summer tour, so it was 24 hours of daylight, which was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun up there. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie, copious amounts of beer drank up there.
Okay. All yeah, right. Yeah. All right. We were all wondering.
it was a good time. You learned a lot up there, met a whole lot of new people because people from all our three stations would do their rotations up there. So you would, you know, people that you left back in Kingston that went to Massey, you probably run into them up there again. And so did that. Once I came out of there, a couple months later, I got posted to Homestead, Florida, to do an exchange duty with the U.S. Navy for 2 years. And again, Homestead was about 40 minutes south of Miami.
Yep.
Single guy.
Not a bad spot to
not
be.
Not a bad spot at all. Let me tell you, don't ever go to Florida in a car that doesn't have air conditioning, because I did, and
not good.
Oh my! Okay. I had to, so I I used to I'd wear my uniform to work, but by the time I got there, it was soaked.
Yeah.
So I ended up after a little while learning go in civvies and change there and have a shower because yeah, it was not good. For 2 years, no air conditioning. And I bought this little nice little sports car in Kingston, thinking, oh, cool little car, right? Yeah. Never again without air conditioning.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, we have more to chat about. We do have to do this. Like, just being in the room for this is very, very exciting. It's the celebration calendar, so this is the birthdays. Okay.
Cool.
So, yeah, cool, he says. All right, let's get into it. And it's draw day today, too. So two people are going to win bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge. Raylan McLean, a happy 19th from Jeff, Rosie, Skyler, Peyton, Enoch, Zeke, Silas, and the dog Ripley. Happy birthday, Raylan. Lori Lund, our good friend Lori Lund, is celebrating her 40th anniversary of working at McDonald's today from your entire McFamily. Lori is great. We love Lori here. Congratulations, my dear. Maisie Stevenson, a happy 5th birthday today. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, Kiana, and Bailey. Emma Allen in Summerside is celebrating an 85th birthday this weekend. That's from your grandson, Dylan. Happy birthday, Emma. Brant and Brecken Arsenault are 15 today from Mom, Dad, Jack, Lulu, and Magnus. Tobias McLean Broderick is 8 today in Montague from all your family. Love you lots.
Brett McCauley having a birthday on Sunday. Lots of love from the whole family. Wedding anniversary for Eric and Donna Gallant. Happy anniversary from Jonathan, Amanda, Venna, Gavin in Cimbria. Happy 50th to you. Way to go. Yeah, and in Ponnell, Rodney Perry having a birthday on Monday. Rodney is going to be 45. Happy birthday, Rodney.
And Barbie Richards turning 60. Jade Quinn in Cardigan turning 12. Happy birthday to you. Love the family. Trent Quinn in Vernon River, the big 19. Happy birthday to you. Love the family. Maeve McClellan, who is 3 today and celebrating her first birthday on PEI.
Hey,
Grammy cool. And Grampy send their wishes. Nick, Kendra, Sadie, and Porter as well. We've got twins here, I think. Sophie and Fiona Campbell in Vernon River turning the big 16. And happy birthday to you from the Farishes. Jeff Gallant, happy birthday to you from the McLennans. Lindsay McClellan is celebrating birthday tomorrow from all your work friends. And an 80th birthday Sunday, Darce.
This is for Melvin Ford's mom.
Oh, yeah, okay.
80th on Sunday from your 4 kids, 7 grandchildren, and your great-grandchild, Aaliyah.
Oh, wonderful.
Isn't that fantastic?
Happy 80th birthday.
Let's make a couple of draws here.
Shall we?
All right. Chris is just dazzled by the birthday announcements.
I don't know if he is.
Highlight of his visit.
He's seen a lot.
Congratulations to Elmer Ferguson and Judy Roper. We will get some bridge passes in the mail for you. Congratulations. We'll have more with Chris Batchelder, who is our latest Interesting Islander on Ocean 100.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
Millimeters in rain, a high of 3. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thank you very much, Scott. Having a grand old morning in here today, chatting with Chris Batchelder, who is a master warrant officer who's retired. And, of course, this is ahead of Remembrance Day, so we'll have more with Chris here in a second. Why don't we tidy up Darcy's trivia here really quick and announce the late bus.
Yeah, late bus, bus 41, driven by Dennis Bingley, serving Glenster Primary and Stratford Elementary 30 minutes late.
All right, Darcy's trivia question today was 1 out of 5 people have stolen this from work, accidental or otherwise. People have said everything from paper clips to staplers, printer paper, toilet paper. The one we were looking for, though,
accidentally?
Was someone else's lunch. You grabbed the wrong lunch from the thing, and that's why I said accidental or otherwise, right? So if you had that, your name's in the draw. Let's make the draw right now. And our winner of a $100 gift card from Robbins, which buys a lot of flatbread pizza, Lisa McLeod. Congratulations, Lisa. You enjoy that $100 gift card. We will mail that out to you and enjoy. Okay, we'll have more with Chris Batchelder coming up next.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home.
Steve Winwood, Higher Love, Ocean 100. Good morning, happy Friday Pleased as punch to have you here with us today. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. We are looking at some showers and flurries this morning. They should come to an end. Cloudy, otherwise windy through the day, and a high around 5 degrees. We are sitting at around 3 degrees right now in Charlottetown, Summerside, and in Montague. Master Warrant Officer Chris Batchelder is our interesting Islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And, I mean, thank you for your service. I mean, I think we definitely have to say that. Thank you very much for your service. Remembrance Day is obviously a pretty big deal for all veterans, you included. Can you tell me just a little bit about that importance?
So, obviously, there's, you know, the what doesn't have to be said. We know why we have November 11th and what it signifies. And everybody, I think, has their own personal view or their own personal things they think about on that day. For myself, you know, I haven't been deployed in a number of areas throughout the world. Knowing the soldiers that didn't come back are things that weigh on my mind, especially during Veterans Week. And also not the only ones that didn't come back, but the ones that did come back, but we lost since then,
yes.
All right, due to PTSD and other mental health, you know, reasons that, you know, those things weigh on, I'm sure, on most people, but more so on a soldier on their mind.
Yeah.
It's for a lot of people, it's a hard day, it's a hard week. You know, it's something, if you're having a hard time, I would always say talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. There's millions of people that want to listen, that want to help people who are having that issue. And it's not always the members of the forces. It's their families are affected by things of this, you know, this stuff as well. There's stigma surrounding this type of stuff. But there are people that want to listen. So all I can say, you know, to my fellow soldiers and their families, during this week or any time, if you're having troubles, talk to somebody.
That's wonderful advice. And I know certainly since you've been here, we've laughed a lot and you've told us some stories. But clearly, like you've been deployed to Bosnia, Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iraq. And as you said, now you're retired. You work at Veterans Affairs, which I think is so meaningful and significant in that you now are working with veterans and helping veterans. So what does it feel like to be able to continue your service in such a meaningful way?
So what I like to say is that I'm serving those who serve. It brings, you know, I enjoy going to work. Every day I wake up, look forward to going to work because I know what I'm doing. Do I wish I had more influence at VAC to help the veterans more? Sure. But I do what I can do in the particular job that I'm in and in the various jobs that I've done within VAC. You know, a lot of good people there want to help veterans. A lot of good veterans there wanting to help veterans, which is really, really nice to see. It's just, you know, I don't want to get into it too much, but it's a very good place to work. I was very fortunate to be able to retire from the military one day and step into the role at VAC the next day and start helping veterans who need the help.
It's special that you can relate to them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I ran into this a couple of years ago, an older gentleman who was actually the father of a friend of mine. I just happened to run into him right over there at the poorhouse. It was on the street, and we got talking one day, and turns out he was a veteran. And I said, "Oh, I said, you know, do you have a, you know, an account with Veterans Affairs? Have you applied for it?" No, haven't done any of that. I said, "Listen, so the next time you're in Charlottetown during the day, you come over to the building, call me, and I'll come down and we'll get you sorted out." So he did, and we got him a MyVac account. We got him applied for hearing loss and tinnitus, I think it was, and ended up, he got awarded a good amount of money. They pay for the hearing aids. A lot of these older folks that may have not served during wartime or served in theater don't look at themselves as a veteran. Well, if you've completed basic training and you got out on a non-honorable discharge, you're a veteran. Mm-hmm. If you've got issues, get hold of Veterans Affairs.
Fantastic.
That's all I can say about that. Don't think you're taking, I don't want to apply for that because I don't really need it. I don't want to take the money away from some other fella. You're not. Okay, you're a veteran and you have entitlements.
Right. And like you said, it's the service, the impacts of, people who've been deployed, and the impacts, like you said, when people come home as well. Service has significant impacts in the time that you spent in war zones and elsewhere and at home and for family. So it's wonderful that you are one of many who are providing support to those people.
Yeah, it's a very good feeling. It's a nice feeling to know that I can, like I say, serve those who are serving.
We thank you
very much.
And I will say, the weirdest thing for soldiers to hear is when civilians thank them for their service.
Right.
It's very nice sentiment, but most of us were like, what do we say to that?
Interesting.
It is a very nice sentiment, but it's a weird thing to think of a response to say.
Interesting.
Right? So you can just buy us a beer. That works.
All right, Scott, you're on it, buddy. We'll have something special coming up before we say goodbye to Chris this morning, coming up on the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Bogue Optical loves our customers. We love birthdays, and we love savings. And what a better way to show it? By giving you our absolute biggest sale of the year. So join us in our birthday celebration.
Meet them this holiday season with Tim's and Wendy's gift cards. Buy yours now at any Tim Hortons Wendy's location on PEI.
Sky is a little more gray than it was just 15 minutes ago. Rain or flurries ending this morning, then mainly cloudy. A little windy too, and a high of plus 5 today. Could see some rain or flurries overnight. A low of plus 1. And tomorrow, a lot like today. Rain showers, flurries, a little windy, and a high of 3. Right now it's 2 in Summerside. It's also 2 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And that late bus this morning, bus 41, Dennis Bingley's bus, serving Glenn Stewart Primary and Stratford Elementary, running 30 minutes late.
And a big congratulations to our latest qualifier with the Fly Away with Porter contest, Kendra McDonald from New Dominion. Congratulations. Good luck. You might win 2 tickets anywhere Porter flies in Canada. Good luck. Another couple of chances to play at 12:10 and 4:10. It's Grant Funk.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Good morning. It's 8:25, and we have been chatting this morning with Chris Batchelder, but I want to just kind of bring you up to speed here. We're getting a couple phone calls of some traffic tie-ups this morning. Route 2 in and out of town backed up right now because they're doing paving. On Route 2 right now, mm-hmm. So long lines of traffic there. Also hearing that there's some long lines on St. Peter's Road coming into town, so a little bit more patience this morning might be
see
required.
Some delay, yeah.
Yes, and of course we are so lucky to have Chris Batchelder here with us today. It's been a real honor and a privilege to have you, and I know in our last break you had just kind of said that oftentimes when civilians say thank you for your service, it's this kind of that you don't know what to say. So we chatted about that. And going forward, I'm going to make a point when I speak with a veteran or someone serving in the military to express, how much I admire the career choice. I might ask how they made that career choice. And it is a different, I just view it as with such bravery. So the thank you is hard not to say, but you've made a difference. So we'll leave it at that for now. Tomorrow's Remembrance Day, and I know you had mentioned that your daughter years ago had written a very special poem, and she was younger, maybe around 10 or something years old.
I think,
And it was on the kind of her interpretation of Remembrance Day
Of what
Remembrance Day?
Why she remembers and what she remembers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be so kind as to share it? And I hope that Abby, I hope that Abby's okay with this.
Too bad for her.
Oh. All right.
You're the one with the microphone.
Because like I mentioned earlier how, you know, we're always remember that the youth, you know, as far as World War II and World War I, they don't remember.
Right.
So this was, you know, hits my heart every time I read it and what the youth may think about. So it's called They Tell Me to Remember by Abby Batchelder, or Bachelor. I stand here in the misty rain. My toes are cold. My hands are numb. And they tell me to remember. I see flags waving. The soldiers march by. The band is playing melodies that I've never heard before. And they tell me to remember. I listen to the roll call. I don't know who they are. I hear names of places. I don't know where they are. And they tell me to remember. I see people placing wreaths, and I wear my poppy proud. I'm not sure what it all means, and they tell me to remember. They tell me of wars that happened long ago, that people have died for me, and they tell me to remember. I see my dad in uniform with medals on his chest. I know he has been to war, and that's what I remember. Abby Batchelder.
Wow. That is incredible. And I think that's a great way to leave things today. Chris, you're more than welcome back anytime. It has been an absolute pleasure having you here today with us as our interesting Islander. So thank you very much.
Had a great time.
Thank you for doing this.
Stingray is pleased.